Right, I've just left the TWP office. That sound you can hear is my suitcase rolling along behind me. And I'm sort of walking reasonably fast to get to the train station on time so I can get to Leicester, see my friend Tim, who I'm staying with tonight. I just thought I'd boo my terrible disappointment at the state of that live stream that we just watched. It wasn't up for most, I think we probably caught about the last 20 minutes of the whole reading. And I think they must have tested it. You wouldn't just presume it would work, would you? But the audio was appalling. It didn't work for the beginning. I don't know, they said they were using a temperamental Wi-Fi connection. I mean, seriously, hard wire. And I think we need to, sounds like a horrible thing to say, but educate people on the difference between uploading and downloading, and that your connection up is never as good as your connection down. Maybe I shouldn't be walking around nodding and holding my iPhone so prominently, but there you go. But yes, I think hopefully they'll learn from that experience, because I was sort of given this task along with TWP of really pushing it, and you know, if it had worked, it would have been a really exciting way to extend the new writing scene from London, which it, you know, it is predominantly situated in, to, you know, a wider audience, get more feedback, bringing people who aren't London people to theatre stories, and that could have been really valuable. Unfortunately, it didn't work, which is just a little sad, and I feel a little bit fraudulent, because I was asked to sort of really push that through TWP, and I have been through their, as my position as their online communications officer, which I'm freelancing out this summer, on the TWP Go See Twitter account. I've been pushing it all week, you know, hashtagging everything and putting it out there, and a good few people showed up. I think probably saw about 20-25 people who I'd sent in that direction, which I don't think is too bad, turn up and live stream to just static, which again just feels a bit fraudulent. And there's this feeling in the theatre world quite often with the technology that they use, is that it's extra. It's extraneous, it's not necessary, it's a gimmick. And that attitude is self-perpetuating. If you treat these things as not important as the actual reading, if you don't prepare in the same way as you would for a reading in terms of the technology, then it's just not going to work. It's going to be not useful. Someone nearly got run over by a bus then. Oh, but there's a green man here, so I can go across. So, yes, I'm a little bit angry about that, but not angry. Disappointed and sad that I've disappointed other people with my bigging it up. I might actually get in contact with the Young Vic myself, or at least recommend someone to them that they can talk to about this, because we streamed live at Shift Happens perfectly fine. Yes, it was hardwired, and yes, it was with a decent piece of camera equipment, but while it was all static, I signed up to live stream and streamed myself for 5 minutes just to see how easy it was. And it was just through someone's PowerBook, and it was perfectly fine. So it's not impossible. You just need to plan these things and put some effort into them. I'm ranting a bit now, so I'm going to go. It's also started to rain a little, so I'm going to be probably leaking red from my hair all over Notting, which is lovely. I hope anyone who tuned into the broadcast got some of it. If you didn't, I'm sorry you did. I will fix the next one if I can by getting in contact with Talawa and offering them links to people who can help them out. If they want to listen to me, who am I? Maybe they don't want to listen to me. There you go. Okay. Have a good evening, everyone. Take care.